I was fairly alarmed by the response where they said, you know, that the upgrade to the sewer may fix the problem, but that it may not, that obviously the beach is situated at the mouth of two rivers, and there could be any number of contributing factors affecting the water quality there. But I put it back to them that, you know, that's a very new thought, because for generations people have swam at Ladies Bay and the water was always of a very good quality. So this notion that all of a sudden now it's bad because of its situation, that just doesn't sit right with me. So I had asked that a master plan would be drawn up for water and water quality at Ladies Bay to ensure that we safeguard it as an amenity for the town of Bunclenna and for the wider Inishowen area.
Because there are issues with wastewater, it means there can't be any more development in that area. And we've heard of a number of potential developments that want to get going, but they can't because these issues are yet to be addressed.
Absolutely. And look, I should say that the upgrade to the sewerage system should hopefully alleviate most, if not all, of the problems. And I do want to be very positive about that. Several million has been invested by Iscairn, and I am hopeful that it will solve the problem. But when I put the question to them, they just weren't as confident about that as I would have liked them to be. So I don't want us to come into the bathing season next year in 2026 and for the results of the water quality testing to be released and for Ladies Bay to have a poor result again after this investment. So I was just trying to preempt that and to ensure that we do have forward thinking, that we're as well as securing the area and investing in the area and upgrading the facilities, that we're also keeping an eye on the water, which is really what that whole area is all about.